Okay, that's energy from waves. Now let me bring you energy from a novel kind of food that'll enable you to run 30% further and run your brain efficiently, though you're starving. It's a food of such interest to the American Defense Department, they've actually put millions of dollars into the project run by Australian Kieran Clark at Oxford. The new food has the unappetizing name Ketone Bodies. Professor Clark.
Well, the other one is actually found naturally in the body, and it's ketone bodies. And ketone bodies are produced when you're not eating. So when you're starving or when you're on the Atkins diet, you just produce them normally from fat. So the liver makes them from fat and produces them because you need some sort of substrate for the brain to think. And the brain usually uses glucose, but you can run out of glucose really quickly if you're not eating anything. And so this is the way the body has to keep the brain going. And so we've developed this diet that is based on ketone bodies. And ketone bodies are actually the most efficient fuel you could have.
Now, ketones are obviously something that you learn about in chemistry, but they're also something that when I am doing a measurement of whether a cat or a human being has got diabetes, you measure for ketones. Is that the same sort of thing?
That's the same sort of thing, but you don't need them nearly as high when you eat this diet. If you become ketotic, they can be 10 to 20 millimolar in the blood, and we're aiming for about 1 millimolar. And we've used it in rats quite often.
So, okay, you actually have this as part of a diet. You get this chemical, or is it a food that you can chew and enjoy?
It's a food that you can chew, but whether you enjoy it or not is another thing. They don't taste too good at the moment. So we're working on that. We can mask the taste.
And where do you get it? Do you get it down the shop?
Well, hopefully in the end we'll have it in the shops, but at the moment we are actually producing it. We've got a food manufacturer making it for us.
How did this story start in the process of research?
Well, we'd been studying ketone bodies for years and looking at the effect on heart function and things like that. And then the US Army put out a call for a way to send their, what they call war fighters, into a battlefield without giving them anything to eat for 5 days, and they wanted them to maintain cognitive function. And we said, well, you can't actually do that. It's not possible. But we can invent a food for you to give them that will make them far more efficient than they normally are and will help them to think better. And so they gave us money to produce this.
Is it a general food that is good for you for energy and other activities that you need?
Yes. What they wanted was a maintenance of physical function. And so we did that. The ketone bodies are actually used by all the organs in the body, except for the liver itself. So they're used by skeletal muscle, by the heart, by the brain, by every organ in the body.
Okay, so this is research. What's going to happen next, apart from people in desperate circumstances in the army? Who's going to use this?
Well, we're actually hoping in the end, even though we can't make claims for it, because then you have to do huge trials, but we're hoping that we'll be able to use this for treatment of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, as well as for runners.
Now, this is a bit of a jump. Let's start with the Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. How will that help them, that this particular diet?
Well, we believe that these diseases are metabolic diseases, and that by providing an alternative form of energy for the brain that circumvents the metabolic defect, then you may be able to rescue the brain.
So you haven't done the tests on mice or rats yet?
No, we haven't. But we do know that people with Parkinson's disease, when they're given a ketogenic diet, which is a very high-fat diet without any carbohydrate, they actually do improve, just the same as the ketogenic diet's been used for people with epilepsy for years and years, hundreds of years. So we know that it does work in certain types of people.
It's sounding a little bit like one of these miracle diets that's going to lead to all sorts of consequences. Who would want it, and who should be cautious about taking it too far?
Well, I imagine that runners would want it, or athletes of some sort would want to try it. Indeed, I can't think of any, you know, maybe people with mild cognitive impairment would try it. And certainly people with children who have epileptic fits would want to try it, I think. And people should be able to dose themselves. You can measure ketones in the urine, you know, just with keto sticks.
Can you eat too much?
I have no idea. So we've tried it, but we haven't eaten it as a diet because we're still waiting to do the first studies.
And what's it taste like?
It tastes terrible, really terrible.
You're not encouraging me now.
No. We can mask the taste, and we've worked out how to do that, but that took ages to do. We also had to work out which form of the ketone that we wanted to make was the best form and it tastes the best, but it still tastes terrible. It's awful stuff.
Oh dear, well, I shan't rush to it myself. Now, from your accent, clearly you come from Australia. Have your colleagues in Australia got any enthusiasm for this line of research as well?
I don't know whether they actually know about it.
So what's going to happen next if we watch this space?
Well, we're going to try it in humans, just to see dosages and the pharmacokinetics of the actual ketone itself. And then we're going to try it in athletes in Oxford and see whether it works in the athletes.
What will it make them do, run faster?
Well, we're hoping so. We're hoping it will make them run further. It certainly makes rats run further. So rats run 30% further than rats on a high carbohydrate or a high fat diet.
What makes them run to get away from the diet?
Well, yeah, you would think so. In fact, in the end, they eat it. You know, that rats don't like a change of diet very much. And so it doesn't matter what you do, they won't eat it for the first few days, and then they do eat it. So they will eat it. And I think that humans will eat it as well.
So I can expect it to be banned for the London Olympics, can I?
Oh, I hope not. I hope everybody will be using it. We'll see.
You genuinely hope other people will be using it?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Why?
Why? Because I think it will be good. Yeah. I mean, not only does it do this, it makes you also feel like you don't want to eat. So it's going to be good for obesity as well, I think. You feel full when you eat it. Yeah.
A diet the US Army is so keen about, they've given Oxford $12 million to look into its effects. Kieran Clark is Professor of Physiological Biochemistry at Oxford. Ketone bodies. Cure your brain, get slim, run further, and last longer in the battlefield. All in one. Seriously.
You've been listening to another ABC Radio National podcast. ABC Radio National, on air and online, with many of our programs available as podcasts or MP3 downloads. All the details at abc.net.au/rn/podcast.